Okay, we've done gone a long way, friends. Let's now just look at the hormones that are in the humans, that are in humans, or the endocrine system. Remember, we said that we have two communication systems, the nervous system and the endocrine system. Now, the endocrine system works on chemicals that are called hormones, okay? Not impulses, the electrical signals. Yes. Now the chemicals are made in glands, and they are called endocrine glands. So this is a special type of glands, and endocrine glands are different from other glands. So be sure to listen and catch. It's short, but it's very important. Now, endocrine glands have a very, very good supply of blood. Why is that so? Because how they work is a little bit different from all other glands. Endocrine glands produce chemicals called hormones, and they release them right into the bloodstream. Okay? When they make their hormones, they don't make them pass through a tract, right? You remember that the ducts, you have the gland ducts, okay? Where your hormone or whatever it is that is produced goes through the duct. Let's say for saliva, remember that inside your mouth, you have the salivary duct. But here, the endocrine glands do not have ducts, right? So endocrine glands, they produce hormones and release them straight into the bloodstream. Okay, so they produce hormones and they release them straight into the bloodstream. So endocrine glands are sometimes called ductless glands because of that. They don't have ducts and they produce hormones that go straight into the bloodstream. Now, these hormones are not general. They work for a certain type of organ, and that is called the target organ. So the hormones will be targeting a certain organ where they'll do a certain specific function. So they move throughout the blood. These hormones, they move inside what is, remember when we looked at the components of the blood, right? And we what did we talk about? We said that our blood has several different parts, right? And we have what we call blood plasma, which is the liquid part of the blood. So the hormones are dissolved into the blood plasma, and they move throughout the blood, going to, and they will be targeting a certain organ where they would want to do something, or they would want to alter the activities of that organ. Okay? So now, if you ask, what is a hormone? A hormone is a substance, a chemical substance that is produced by a gland and carried by the blood, and which alters the activities of one or more target organs. So a hormone is produced by an endocrine gland. So when you're defining it, remember that you should say that it is produced by a gland, and then carried by the blood. Why so? Because endocrine glands produce hormones and release them into the bloodstream. So it's carried by the blood. So what is a hormone? It is a chemical substance that is produced by a gland, carried by the blood, which alters the activities of one or more target organs. Remember, it doesn't work for everything. It has a target organ. Now, some of the hormones that you need to know are, first, you gotta know of adrenaline. It's a hormone, and it's produced by the adrenal gland. Okay, and we'll look at it in more detail just in a minute. Okay, and that adrenaline is used for repairing the body. It prepares the body for vigorous action. Now, the other hormone you need to know is called testosterone, and it's produced by the testes, and it causes the development of secondary sexual characteristics in males. Okay, some sexual characteristics that they're not born having, so they're secondary sexual characteristics. It's and that's testosterone. Now we have estrogen. Estrogen is produced by the ovaries, and it causes the development of secondary sexual characteristics in the females now. And it has a second function, and that is to helps in the regulation or control of the menstrual cycle in females, right? Now let's look at adrenaline a little bit closer. You need to know some things about it. Adrenaline, as we said earlier on, it's produced. Sorry, I forgot to talk about insulin, which is produced by the pancreas, and its job is to reduce the concentration of blood in, of glucose in the blood. Okay, so that is the job of insulin. Now, adrenaline is made by the adrenal glands. We talked about it. And these are found above your kidneys. There are two of them, and they are found above each kidney. Remember, you also have the two kidneys. So above each kidney is an adrenal gland, and it's used to produce this adrenaline. Okay? And it's produced when you're excited or when you're afraid. Okay, adrenaline is produced in those, or flight or fight hormone. It's also called a flight or fight hormone. Okay, it helps to prepare your body for vigorous action in times of trouble. That is what adrenaline hormone is. Okay, so what does it do? It does two things. It increases the heartbeat rate. Okay. And then it increases the breathing rate. So, the adrenaline, what are its target organs? The lungs, to increase the breathing rate. Okay. In the lungs, it's called breathing rate. And then its other target organ is the heart, to increase the heartbeat rate. Okay. That is so that oxygen arrives faster at the cells, and then they can have oxygen to do respiration. It also makes the digestive the blood vessels in the skin and in your digestive system to contract, so that more blood is going to the muscles, you know, for the times of trouble. Okay. And what happens also is that the pupil will dilate. That is to open up so that you see better when you're running away from the danger, right? Yes. And adrenaline also causes the liver to release glucose into the bloodstream. Remember, liver is where glucose is stored. Now, right, so, yes. Now, let's just look at a comparison between the endocrine system and the nervous system. The endocrine system uses chemicals. The nervous system uses the nerve impulses, which is an electrical signal. The endocrine system is slower, okay? It is a bit slow. So take note of that the endocrine system is slower than the nervous system. It's never as quick. And the last thing is that the endocrine system has a longer effect, though. It's slower, but it has a longer effect than the nerve impulse. The nerve impulse might stop right there, but the endocrine system has a impact that lasts longer. Yes, so thank you for listening, and pass the words. Tell your friend about the podcast channel. Share the episodes and make sure you get everyone listening. Cheers and bye-bye.